Granny 88, she had my uncle in there. A miscarriage back to back every year for like 10. Pregnant with my mom's, doctor told her it was slim. Was bedrode for 9 months, but gave birth in the end. Pops turned 60, he proud what we done. In one generation, he came from Africa young. He said he met my mom's at the Century Club. Los Angeles love, kinda like Hustle and Book. Money turned 10, cross turned 2. Starting to see this life shift from a bird's view. We the ones that made millions off the curve. Fool in this rap shit, 10 never made nerd moves.
Hey, whoa. You keep taking me higher and higher. Yeah,
Cali.
But don't you know that the devil is a liar? Hey. I know.
Right back.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher, higher.
Nick, talk to him.
Emptied out the clip, it was broad day. Fuck niggas always gotta learn the hard way. We gon' tape it off if we ball play. Put a half a moon crescent on your ball fade. Police hit the lights, that's a car chase. Looking back at my life, make my heart race. Dance with the devil and test all faith. I was thinking chess moves, but it was God grace. Crooked ass whoever till we all straight. With no shame, I peep game and it's all fake. South Central state of mind, high crime rate. Homicide, hate gang banging to get you all day. Look at my face.
You keep taking me higher and higher.
Told Cali bounce the phone to the bar break.
But don't you know that the devil is a liar? I know. They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going high. Higher, oh Lord, can you feel it? My shoes is scraping the sky. I'm so high, we keep going higher.
I had to play that fucking song. I had to. Thanks everybody for tuning in for another episode of The Reckless Effect. This is your boy Reckless in the building. I gotta create some drops for me, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I got some candles lit right now. It's feeling good. It's a fucking mood right now. All I need is like a glass of Jack or something. But anyway, this is the continuation of my top 100 hip-hop albums. And we're going from number 60 to 51. If you guys missed last week, or if you haven't heard it, just to refresh your memory, last week's list was GZA's Liquid Swords, Nas's Stillmatic, just to put the emphasis on it. De La Soul's De La Soul's Dead, Outkast's Stankonia, Jay-Z's The Blueprint, The Roots, Do You Want More, Brand Nubian's One For All, EPMD's Unfinished Business, Ice-T's Power, and at 61, we had Gangstar's Hard to Earn. I want to give a shout-out to a few people real quick. I want to shout-out my cousin. My cousin Russell, he came up here with his family, and it was beautiful getting to see them and hang out with them. And he actually listened to the podcast, and I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even know that you did, because he's not really on social media like that, so for him to have heard it, it's kind of a big deal to me, and I love that. And he's also the biggest reason why I wear Reebok Classics. Like, that's my favorite fucking shoe. Anybody who knows me knows that when I say I'm gonna buy new shoes, I'm just buying those again. Like, I have a plethora of those shoes. Like, I fuck with those heavy, just the Reebok Classics. But don't get me wrong, I still wear my Air Maxes and I wear the ones. I pretty much only have like four pairs of shoes that I wear like all the time that I buy like on repeat. It's rare when I step out of my box. Anyway, wanted to give a shout out to him, and I wanted to give a shout out to Nicole again. Damn, girl, you saved my life a few fucking times. Just know that. So thanks again for just being you and checking my shit out. Shout out to Erica. Yeah, I gotta shout you out. And of course, Charlie, if you're listening. Hi, Charlie. You're pretty amazing. Anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to give some love out to just some random people. And shout out to this dude, Clark, who I had a really good conversation with about the list and about everything that I've been doing. And he told me that there was a lot of albums that he's never heard of. And he just happened to tune in because he saw my post in like this group or whatever. And he listened to it and he heard some albums that he's never heard of before and was like, okay, this is a good piece of work. But anyway, so shout out to them. And also shout out to Convicted Conversations. Oh, this dude, I listened to his podcast and I was just blown the fuck away. I think he's based out of Florida, and he just has conversations with felons about life and about how things are going after the fact and what they're trying to do to reacclimate themselves into society and getting their rights back and just being human. You know, I fucking loved his show. The whole premise is just insane. So if you guys want to check out another podcast, Convicted Conversations, it's on Anchor, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, just check it out, man. The dude is insane. It's incredible. I love that shit. Yeah. So that's my shit, and that's all my shout outs and everything I'm gonna do right now. And now I'm just gonna start off with my list. Now, kicking things off at number 60 is the debut album of Dead Prez. Let's Get Free was called a return to politically conscious rap. Lyrics are startlingly direct, militant, and confrontational. M1 and Stickman kill the media, the music industry, politicians in poverty, and urge their target audience to study socialism and the ideas of black power. The duo's radical African internationalism is established on this album's first rap, I'm a African, which contains the lyric, I'm an African, never was an African American. Same song explains their musical stance as somewhere between N.W.A. and Public Enemy. Hip Hop, the most well-known song from the album, clearly states their beliefs concerning the modern music industry being over-commercialized. They also illustrate their beliefs stating, who shot Biggie Smalls? If we don't get him, they're gonna get us all. I'm down for running up on them crackers in they city hall. Among the rallying cries for black liberation, socialism, Dead Prez preaches self-respect and love. Be healthy is about eating right. I don't eat no meat, no dairy, no sweets. Mind sex is about getting to know your lover and appreciate a person's mind as well as their body. Quote, maybe later we could play a game of chess on the futon. Who doesn't want that type of love? This album is incredible. Many in the hip-hop community hail it as one of the best political rap albums of all time. And with that said, gonna drop some hip-hop on you. So, here it is.
When it hit, you feel no pain. White folks said controls your brain. I know better than that. That's game, man. We ready for that. Two soldiers head of the pack. Matter of fact, who got the gat? And where my army at? Rather attack and not react. Back to beats, it don't reflect on how many records get sold on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Whether your projects put on hold in the real world. These just people with ideas. They just like me and you. When the smoke and cameras disappear again, the real world. It's bigger than all these fake ass records. Wait,
Poor folks got the millions and my woman's disrespected. If you check 1-2, my word of advice to you is just relax. Just do what you got to do. If that don't work, then kick the facts. If you a fighter, rider, bada, flame ignite, a crowd, a clatter, or you wanna just get high, then just say it. But then if you a lie, pants on fire, wolf cry, agent with a why, I'm gonna know it when I play it. It's bigger than
Biggie Smalls, if we don't get them, they gon' get us all. I'm down for running up on them crackers in they city hall. We ride for y'all, all my dogs, stay real. Nigga, don't think these record deals gon' feed your season, pay your bills, because they not. MCs get a little bit of love and think they hot. Talkin' about how much money they got. Nigga, all y'all records sound the same. I'm sick of that fake thug R&B rap scenario all day on the radio. Same scenes in the video, monotonous material. Y'all don't hear me though. These record labels slang our tapes like dope. You could be next in line and sign and still be writing rhymes and rope. You would rather have a Lexus or Justice, a dream or some substance, a Beamer, a necklace, or freedom. Still a nigga like me don't play a hate, I just stay awake. This real hip hop and it don't stop till we get the popo off the block. They call it
Alright, and that was Hip Hop by Dead Prez off of Let's Get Free. If you notice, the song is also, if it sounds familiar to you, Chappelle's Show did use it as like its opening for a while. Yeah, it's just that fucking good. And they're also featured on the Dave Chappelle's Block Party. If you haven't seen that, you need to go see that. It's for hip hop heads. It's for people who just love the music. And Fugees got back together to perform on it. So it's pretty dope. Yeah. So next, back in 1992, RZA created what he called the 5-year plan. The plan was to create the Wu-Tang Clan and also have each member operate as independent artists. In fact, of the 5 Wu-Tang artists who released solo albums during RZA's 5-year plan, only Raekwon's Only Built for Cuban Links would be on the same record company, Loud, as Wu-Tang Clan. The other 4 would be on various labels, such as like Method Man's Takao was on Def Jam, Old Dirty Bastards, 36 Chambers was on, the Dirty Version was on Elektra. GZA's Genius, Liquid Swords was on Geffen, and the album that I'm about to talk about, Ghostface Killah, Iron Man, was on Epic Records. It was released in October of 96, and was the last Wu-Tang solo album to be released during the 5-year plan. Another special feature of the album was that this work featured Raekwon the Chef on 13 of the 17 tracks, and Capadonna was on 5 of them. Heavy blaxploitation movie and soul samples were throughout the album. Ghostface's lyricism on this project was what you would expect from him. Absolutely imaginative. On a few tracks, he showed a vulnerable side. The best illustration of this would be on the single All That I Got Is You, which is essentially a tribute to his mother. Aside from that, the rest of the album contains many street-oriented and organized crime topics. Ghostface's unique up-tempo, stream of consciousness, rhyming style mixed with RZA on the beats is highly regarded as one of the greatest Wu-Tang solo albums of all time. And off the album, here is one of my favorite tracks on there, Box in Hand. I really love the intro though. Like, I think it's fire, but here it is.
Every time they flip a party, you know the party screams and shouts. Cause you're
Get all my people's, get all my people's headphones, all of them. Lay up a death warrant.
Yo, blend wine, who wanna win mine? Shorty get a 10 round, floating with the richest hump.
flexed out, Flintstone style. Your criminal, pen pal, kidnapped, loud, jetted the moseying, posing for them niggas up in Poland, rolling, waxed out museum, GM, them richest niggas blessed this, like Russian cut VVS's, slide the hatchback, black work finessing this, them niggas over there know, gazelle goggles and them lottos, 88 style throwing bottles, scenario rap, imperial material, yo, thunder, murder, yes,
yo, come do me something work to make a low peep the Land Rover, sleep a whole club bag, it's like your dome in the stove, it's like space kid, the whole world is pitch black, granola rap, dog got smaller. Famous team walked up and photo man black down. Numerous round boots is brown. Getaway driver, this white bitch, I'm out of town. We love horse racing, shaking jakes and high speed chasing. Porno stations, drinking violations, garland nations. 90 minute max cell tapes, instrumental breaks, banging air aches. Lay my verse down in two takes. The speaker pop, Winchester rifles in the kitchen. Murder the DJs, eyes twitching, whooping his.
Yo, we strong on manipulating niggas, scraping niggas. Take a plate for niggas, hate faking niggas. Yo, you hear me? The whole shit's like. Wrestling, what you
dare
me? Back the fuck up, kid, we flexing.
This rap shit, bust your guns and leave you stunned. Pull your pluck, now you can't function. There's no total or sum to this equation. You frozen, many may come, but few are chosen. Pretty niggas wanna play the war poser. When the ruckus come, they be the first to get their shine stolen. Do or die, it be I, metaphysical man. Holding court for my woo, indivisible clan. I see your thoughts and your hand reaching. It's getting deep in this mud, cats keep seeking for one blood. Nameless thugs with aimless slugs, shooting at these stank bitches. That's even brainless above. I make switches, rub the lamp, I grant three wishes. Johnny B. Polly and I play bridges. Then I roll, 100% mind, 100% body, 100% soul. Individual, asshole from the run. From this PLO extortion, you the one, the next chamber. You're fucking with the star spangler. To the dawn's early light with this headbanger. Boogie, represent this shit fully. Like I'm constantly at war with the town bully. Who want that pressure? About to get smacked silly. Like a fat bitch in spandex, free willing. We on some milli. Check the joint, engine check number, I'm a nine. Niggas wasting time worrying about me and mine. Get your own shit.
Ghostface is like one of the craziest and dopest MCs, but also having Method Man on the track, man, it's a fucking classic. Fucking classic. Anyway, number 58 on the list goes to one of the most politically charged groups of all time. Public Enemy has never shied away from speaking up and speaking out against the powers that be. Fear of a Black Planet explores themes of organization and empowerment within the Black community. Social issues affecting African Americans and race relations at the time. The record's criticism of institutional racism, white supremacy, and the power elite was partly inspired by Dr. Francis Cress Wessling or Welsing's views on color. A commercial and critical hit, Fear of a Black Planet sold 2 million copies in the United States and received rave reviews from critics, many of whom named it one of the year's best albums at the time. Its success contributed significantly to the popularity of Afrocentric and political subject matter in hip-hop and the genre's mainstream resurgence at the time. Since then, it has been viewed as one of hip-hop's greatest and most important records, as well as being musically and culturally significant. Political and confrontational tones of the group's lyrics with sound collages that feature varying rhythms and scratchy samples, media sound bites, and eccentric music loops helped make the album one of the most incredible and important pieces of music of all time. Truly, truly, truly incredible. And this track is Burn Hollywood Burn.
Burn Hollywood Burn, I smell a riot going on. First they're guilty, now they're gone. Yeah, I'll check out a movie, but it'll take a black one to move me. Get me the hell away from this TV. All this news and views are beneath me. So all I hear about is shots ringing out about gang putting each other's head out. So I'd rather kick some slang out. All right, fellas, let's go hang out. Hollywood or would they not make us all look bad like I know they had? But some things I'll never forget, yeah. So step and fetch this shit. For all the years we looked like clowns, the joke is over, smell the smoke from all around. Big Daddy, a smooth word to mother. Let's check
check out a flick that exploits the color. Rolling through Hollywood late at night. Red and blue lights with a common sight. Pull to the curb, get played like a sucker. Don't fight the power, the motherfucker.
As I walk the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, big and hard it was for those who starred in the movies portraying the roles of butlers and maids, slaves and hoes. Many intelligent black men seem to look uncivilized when on the screen. Like I guess I figure you to play some jigaboo on the plantation. What else can a nigga do? And black women in this profession, as for playing a lawyer, out of the question. For what they played, Aunt Jemima is the perfect term, even if now she got a perm. So let's make our own movies like Spike Lee, cause the roles being offered don't strike me as nothing that the black man could use. Use the urn. Burn Hollywood, burn.
Now we're considering you for a part in our new production. How do you feel about playing a controversial Negro?
Yeah, I'm with it. You mean somebody like you would be new? Brown, right?
Well, it's a servant, Arthur, that shuffles a little bit and sings.
Yo, man, what? Bullshit. I'm
fired down. Hey, Q can't play. Listen.
So, are we just gonna accept that Flavor Flav is the greatest hype man of all time? I mean, is there really any other, like, hype men that would hype him? Nah, not really. All right, this next artist on the list has a special place in my heart. It's kind of crazy to me because when I was a young man, because I feel old as hell now, but when I was younger and really getting into hip hop, I was like more into like the backpack scene. I was more into like, you know, I was more into like the B-boy shit, like all of that boom bap shit. I was really more into that. But then this dude comes in, and I'm really listening to him. One of the greatest MCs of all time. This album was his second and sadly his final studio album. Notorious B.I.G.'s Life After Death. Man, that album was incredible. A double album that was released after his tragic death in 1997. March 9th, the greatest rapper alive died. Oh, the album is a sequel to the first one, Ready to Die. And it picks up right where the last song, Suicidal Thoughts, ends. Side note, Suicidal Thoughts got me through a lot of shit, like a lot. It was like the first time that I heard something that allowed, that mimicked what I was feeling. And even though I was young when it came out, and I didn't really understand it until I got older, and I got older and really like absorbed its message and the tones, it changed everything. But he also addresses several rappers on the album, if you didn't know. Nas, J. Rue the Damager, Raekwon, Ghostface Killa, it didn't matter. He was lighting niggas on fire. The album has this comfortable swagger, mid-tempo grooves, and calmly arrogant raps. It's a conscious continuation of Ready to Die and captures crime's undeniable glamour, but doesn't shy or stint or it doesn't bullshit the fear, desperation, and the loss that the streets inevitably exact. His skills are beyond his time. His flow was chill but vicious. Raw honesty, pure energy. This album is for everyone. And I feel like out of all the songs that I could play, like Hypnotize, like just anything, I want to play What's Beef. Because I feel like at the time he was going through like shooting his shots, but then you get to a point where some of that shit starts to die out, and then he starts to look to the future. He starts to look forward and being more progressive, being more like positive in a sense. But I want to do What's Beef because that was my shit, and Meek Mill and Jay-Z really did kill that shit when later on. But anyway, so here's What's Beef.
The Commission, Uncle Paulie, P. Diddy, Cesar Leo, De Janeiro, yeah. Charlie Baltimore, Iceberg Slim, the most shady, Frankie Baby. We here.
Do you know what beef is? Do you know what beef is? Ask yourself. Do you know what beef is?
Come on. Check out this bazaar. rapper style used by me. The B.I.G. I put my key, you put your key in. Money we'll be seeing, we'll reach the fucking ceiling. Check it. My calico been cop. This rap Alfred Hitchcock drop top notch. Player hating gon' stop. This instant, rappers too persistent. Quick to spit, Biggie name on shit. Make my name taste like ass when you speak it. See me in the street, your jewelry, you can keep it. That be our little secret, see me. B that is, I that is, G Wiz. Motherfucker still in my bed. Hope they know my nigga gutter fucking kidnap kids. Fuck them in they ass, throw them over the bridge. That's how it is, my shit is laid out. What? Fuck that beef shit, that shit is played out. Y'all got the goal. All I make is one phone call. All y'all disappear by tomorrow. All your guns is borrowed. I don't feel sorrow. Actually, your man passed the gap to me. Now check this. What's beef? Beef is when you need two cats to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time. What's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start your G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be your ICU. Check it. I done smoked with the best of them. Shot at the rest of them. Was about 100 or more. Maybe less of them. Got my rocks off. That nigga from the Brook just be wildin' on you, just be styling on you. And I tried to warn you, but your eyes fucked up. Now I cleared them shits with hits. You on the fucking bench. Pardon my French, but sometimes I get kinda peeved at these weak MCs with these supreme ball alike. Lyrics, I call them like I see them, G. Y'all niggas sound like me. Y'all was grimy in the early 90s. Far behind me, it ain't hard to find me. Number one with the booyakah. Give me the Remy and the Chronic. Ain't no telling what I do to y'all. It's obvious the game's new to y'all. Take them ends you make and spend them on the tutor, huh? One shot, I'm through with y'all. What's beef? Beef is when you need two gas to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start your G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. There be nothing but smooth sailing. When I spit shots, now your crew's bailing. All I got is heat and tough talk for you. Tie you up, cut your balls off just for you. Man, listen, straight torture. Look what that slick shit bought ya. A first class ticket to Lucifer. Real name Christopher. Watch me set it off like Vivica. Here lies your demise. Close your eyes, think good thoughts. Die while your skin start to glisten. Pale blue, hands get cold, your soul's risen. It's bad cause I just begun. But make this shit real bad, I was having fun. What's beef? What's beef? Beef is when you need two cats to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time. What's beef? What's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start your G.
All right. And that was What's Beef. It really didn't even need an introduction now that I think about it. But you got one. So, making another appearance on the list is Atlanta's very own Outkast with the classic ATLians. The record features outer space inspired production sounds with Outkast and producers organized noise incorporating elements of dub, psychedelic rock, and gospel into the compositions. Several songs feature the duo's first attempts at producing music by themselves. Lyrically, the group discusses a wide range of topics, including urban life as hustlers, existential introspection, and extraterrestrial life. The album's title has been interpreted by critics as a commentary about the feeling of being isolated from American culture. Chaotic hooks around throbbing bass grooves, neck-snapping drums, and bits of backwoods country and psychedelic rock make this album crazy as fuck, but a perfect feel. Hip-hop heads, and we keep the groove going pretty chill from What's Beef into Elevators, Me and You.
One for the money, yes sir, two for the show. A couple of years ago, on Headland and DeLow. What's the starter? Something good. Where me and my nigga rode the martyr through the hood, just trying to find that hook up. Now every day we looked up at the ceiling, watching ceiling fans go round, trying to catch that feeling off instrumental. Had my pencil and plus my paper. We caught the 86 lot on your head to Decatur, writing rhymes, trying to find our spot off in that light. Light off in that spot, knowing that we can rock, doing the hole in the wall club. This shit here must stop, like freeze. We making the crowd move, but we not making no G's, and that's a no-no.
A 1-2, dope niggas in the Cadillac, they call us. Went from Plagueis ball to ball, to putting the South up on the map. It's like Little Rock to banging. Niggas say, motherfuck that plaguing. They paying, we staying, legging vocals, locales done. Made it with them big boys up in this industry, outcast. Yeah, them niggas, they making big noise, over a million sold to this day. Niggas, they take it like they 96, gonna be that year that all y'all play. Niggas haters can bite me around this bitch.
You, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on poles. Coming up slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you. Your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on poles. Coming up slamming Cadillac doors.
Back in the day when I was younger, hunger, looking to fill me belly with that rallies. Bullshit, pull shit off like it was supposed to be pulled. Full of the tick I was, stone like them white boys. Smoking them white girls before them blunts got chrome. Chunky asses, passes getting thrown like Hail Marys, and they looking like Halle Berry. So, so fine, intertwined. But we ain't sipping wine, we just chilling. I'm the rabbit villain, and I'm so high, smoking freely. Me, Lil B, Reek, Moan, and Suge, and my little brother James. Things changing the hood where I live at. Them rats know. Mama, I want to sing, but mama, I want to trick. And mama, I'm sucking dicks now. We moving on up in the world like elevators. Me and the crew, we pimps like 82. Me and you like Tone.
Yeah.
Like this East Point and we gone.
Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on poles. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on poles. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors.
I stopped at the mall the other day, heard a call from the other way that I just came from. Some nigga was saying something, talking about
hey
smoke
man,
something.
You remember me from school?
No, not really, but it kept smiling like a clown, facial expression looking silly, and it kept asking me, what kind of car you drive? I know you paid, I know y'all got buku with holes from all them song that y'all done made. And I replied that I've been going through the same thing that he has. True, I got more fans than the average man, but not enough loot to last me to the end of the week. I live by the beat like you live, check to check. If it don't move your feet, then I don't eat, so we like neck to neck. Yes, we done come a long way like them slim ass cigarettes from Virginia. This ain't gonna stop, so we just gonna continue.
Your mama and your cousin too.
You know you feeling that shit. Let's keep that vibe. All right, so next up, I think you really don't need to say much about it, but I'm going to. So the doctor is in. Had to be done. Dr. Dre and his second album, 2001. Sold 550,000 copies in its first week. Holy shit. It's 6 times platinum. 7.8 million albums sold in the US to date. Album has some fucked up, wild, and crazy lyrics that make you take a step back and just all out. Just stare at your player. Just at your CD player. Yeah, CDs back then. You just look at it and you just have to say,
what the fuck?
That's exactly how that shit felt. What the fuck indeed. But it's all good, because it's an incredible album nonetheless. The album was initially titled Chronic 2000 until Priority Records, who had become Death Row's new distributor, decided in cohesiveness with Death Row's founder and then CEO Suge Knight, called their compilation album Chronic 2000. Death Row owned the trademark for The Chronic, as did Interscope Records, who previously distributed Death Row. Suge was tipped off about the name of Dr. Dre's album, since notification of the trademark use was required by his label Aftermath. When Aftermath found out that Priority and Death Row planned to use the same name for their album, Dre sought legal action, according to his lawyer, but both sides agreed that we'd allow the other to use the title, and then let the public decide which one they preferred. After the release of Chronic 2000, they announced that Dr. Dre's album would now be named Chronic 2001. Shortly after, Interscope began a big budget promotional campaign for the album. At this point, Priority decided to honor the original agreement and then threatened to sue Dre, or decided not to honor the original agreement, and then threatened to sue Dre if the Chronic trademark were to be used in any capacity. Dre eventually decided to release the album as simply 2001. That was just a little flavor in your ear for you, if you didn't know. Now, even with all the bitches, hoes, choking hoes, slapping hoes, smoking weed, gang and drug culture, you gotta admit, this album felt pretty fucking good. And I think the next one we're gonna get into, to try to keep the groove the same, I'm gonna go with Explosive.
Track. Girls that used to turn they back, causing me to yank they arm and pose like I would do them all. Now I'm saying thank you cause they tell me my shit's the bomb, explosive. For my niggas drinking cognac, smoking weed, always fat, more than one firearm, chrome rims, riding on. Chronic in your system, let me know, my shit's the bomb, explosive.
West Coast shit, nigga, overdosage, imperial pistols, ferocious, fuck a bitch, don't tease, bitch, strip tease, bitch, eat a bowl of these, bitch, gobble a dick, hoes forgot to eat a dick and shut the fuck up, gargle and swallow a nut up, shut up and get my cash, backhanded, pimp slap backwards and left stranded, just pop your collar, pimp convention, hoes for a dollar, six deuce in the plush, six deuce Impala, pimping hoes from Texas to Guatemala, bitch niggas pay for hoes, just to lay with hoes, relax one night and pay to stay with hoes. Captain save them all day. Bitch. We'll say this dick, bitch nigga. You more of a bitch than a bitch. You ain't in the hitting pussy or hitting the switch. You in the hitting bitches off of the grip, you punk bitch. Bitch.
All
bitch.
My real dogs still kicking with me. All my down hoes still tricking with me. All the true gangsters know they ain't never loved no hoe. All the hood rats still shaking for me. All my true fans still checking for me. All the real smokers know they ain't passing nothing but dope indeed. Real trees, chronic leaves, no seeds. And I met ya last night, baby, before I blew your mind.
I got these freaky hoes clapping their hands, stomping their feet. Every now and then they put their mouth on me. Nowadays a G like me can't even call it. A 23-year-old pussy fiend and freakaholic. Pimping bitches on the regular, I put that on the G. A hustler and a player, nowadays it pays to be. Let me drop some shit about this bitch I used to know. She gave your boy the head and said don't let nobody know. A bona fide pro. I had to grab a hoe. She got freaky in your 64. I skeet it in her throat. Been knowing the hoe for 4 days. Pimpery pays. And I bet you didn't know that she go both ways. She ate her best friend. I left them hoes at the mo. They be beeping me and shit, but we don't kick it no more. Them hot hoes is fiending. They on the nuts. But bitch, I'm out your pussy when I nut. For real.
Explosive. Explosive.
Don't even front like he wasn't bopping your shit to that. God damn, Dr. Dre came out with some fucking heat back then. I mean, even though he did drop the Compton album, like, I fucked with that album hella heavy too. I remember on my birthday a few years back, because the only thing that I'll really accept for people, because I don't like getting gifts, I don't receive gifts well. Not because I'm, like, ungrateful, it's just, like, I feel like other people need shit, other people need things. Like, I don't like receiving gifts or taking gifts from people or people buying me shit. Like, it always feels weird. I don't care if you buy me food, but, you know. But someone bought me this album, and I just, like, stared at it and was like, fuck, man, you know me. Like, I'll take vinyls all day. Like, I'll take vinyls and food. But I only eat once a day, so whatever. Anyway, moving on. I just want him to come out with something else, something new. Like, Compton album was crazy good, but whatever. So next, Outkast returns again on the list with their debut album, Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music. Southern hip hop record features live instrumentation in it, in its hip hop production and musical elements from funk and soul genres. Wanting to make a statement about urban life as an African-American in the South, Outkast wrote and recorded the album as teenagers. They met when they were 16 years old. It addressed coming-of-age topics with the album's songs. They also incorporated repetitive hooks and Southern slang in their lyrics. The album was released by LaFace. LaFace Records, god damn. I wish they were still working together. And peaked at number 20 on the Billboard 200, eventually being certified platinum in the United States. The record received positive reviews from critics and helped distinguish Southern hip-hop as a credible hip-hop scene amid East Coast and West Coast tensions and hip-hop's market dominance at the time. The album has since been viewed by music journalists as an important release in both hip-hop and Atlanta's music scene. I strongly feel that if it wasn't for Outkast dropping this and really putting shit out there about Atlanta, we wouldn't have the beauty of Atlanta in music today. And I feel like Atlanta is extremely important in hip hop spectrum, and it's Outkast that paved the way. So with that, we're gonna keep the groove going, and we're gonna get into the Player's Ball. You dig?
Man, scene was so thick. Low riders, 77 Sevilles, L Dog, them but them blacks, all the players, all the hustlers. I'm talking about a black man heaven here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I crept. I was about to go in depth. This is the way I greet my season. Here's my ghetto rep. I kept, to say the least, no, it can't cease. So I begin to piece my two and two together. Got no snowy weather. Have to find something to do better. Bet I set some traps, so shut up that. Nonsense about some solid. I got sick crunk if it ain't real, ain't right. I'm like, no matter what the season, forever chill with Smith. I sit my fifth. I chill with West and got my reason. So tell me, what did you expect? You thought I'd break my neck to help y'all deck the oh no, I got other means of celebrating. I'm getting blizzard at Hojo, I got the hoochie waiting. I made it through another year, can't ask for nothing much more. It's Outkast for the books, I thought you knew, so now you know, let's go. Don't need no ham. Hawks, don't play me like smoking rocks. I got the
been, now we been. The corner in my Cadillac, my heart does not go pity pat for no rat. I'm leaning back, my elbows out the window, coke rum and endo fills my body, where's the party? We rode deep, we dipped to underground, sees a lot of hoes around. I spit my game while waiting countdown. I fight for what, 3-2, here comes the one. A new year has begun, P-Funk spark another one. One.
Funky shit, Players Ball. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to a homie of mine that I've known for quite a long time, Robots, yo. I want to give a shout out to my man's Lamont. What's crazy is that I've known him for a long time. Goddamn. Maybe 9 years, I guess. I don't know. It feels like a long time because I don't keep a lot of friends. I like to keep to myself. Anyway, so he has a game that he's dropping called Gundam UC. I'm hella stoked. It's the Mobile Suit Gundam UC Conflicts. It's scheduled to drop around September or December, and he's negotiating a deal with Bandai. Like, this is fucking sick. Like, every time he posts something about it, I'm just like, yo, that's fucking dope. Like, this has been his passion and something that he's been working on for a really long time. So, if you guys want to know more about it, go follow him at Lamont Billingsley. That's LAMONTBILLINGSELY. Lamont Billingsley. Go follow him. Go check his shit out. It's pretty fucking amazing, yo. Like, I'm blown the fuck away. Blown away. So, shout out to you. It's my man, Robots. Get it. All right. Continuing on. It Was Written is the second album by Nas, primarily produced by Trackmasters. It is a departure from his first album, the raw underground tone of Illmatic. Towards a more polished mainstream sound. A lot of people saying that it was the beginning of the decline. Even though this album was fantastic, his follow-ups towards it was not as great. I mean, Nostradamus, like, will, even though it's gotten better, like, over time you have appreciated more, it's still not as good as, but everybody looks towards the old and says, you know, this, you should be this way, it should be like this, when we're supposed to evolve and try to be better. I think he just wanted to try to push and be on the mainstream scene, because the album of Illmatic was just astronomically insanely good. Anyway, the album features mafioso and gangsta themes and marks the first appearance of Nas's short-lived, iconic, classic supergroup, The Firm. Foxy Brown, Az, and Cormega. If you're wondering what's going on with Cormega, I don't know. I was going to look that shit up, but I honestly didn't care at the time. But he has had some classic shit. The album proved to be Nas's most commercially successful release, debuting at number one on the U.S. Billboard Top 200. Despite its significant impact on hip-hop at the time, Illmatic did not experience the larger sales of most major releases at the time in hip-hop, such as, like, Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style. You know, as soon as that dropped, it was to the moon. This was due in part to Nas being so shy in his personality and uninvolvement in promoting the record. Nas began to make appearances on other artists' work, including Kool G Rap's 456 and Raekwon's Verbal Intercourse on his album Only Built for Cuban Links, which made Nas the first non-Wu-Tang member to appear on one of its solo recordings. He began to dub himself as Nas Escobar. Now, which is funny to me, because I saw this meme with Nas and two other rappers, and they said they called him Esco. And I saw the people, like, on the thread just, oh, don't you dare disrespect Nas like that. They calling him someone else and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just, like, shaking my fucking... I'm like, what the fuck? You guys are ridiculous. How do you not know? Anyway, it doesn't matter. These kids are stupid. The album was poetic. demonstrating a continuing lyrical maturity that makes his already potent beats and rhymes all the more compelling. And it is his best-selling album to date. I know you're thinking of like Hip Hop Is Dead or the Untitled album or even Nasir, but they didn't sell as well as this one did. He's only sold about 30 million albums so far. Like, it's crazy because he's hailed as one of the best lyricists, but just the album sales just wasn't there for him. But anyway, I'm going to get on the best and my favorite track, and I'm super biased because I have this woman tattooed on my arm. This is If I Ruled the World. Imagine that. Nas, Miss Lauryn Hill.
Without cops harassing, imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters, no welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes, lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I'd free all my
these last days until where to be. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cash, lost tribe of Shabazz, free at last, brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path, the villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes and bend stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding trips to Paris. I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn tripe life to lavish. Political prisoner set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willies. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my.
Story, how the thugs live in worry, duck down in car seats, heat's mandatory, running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for papes, these are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state, wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get laced, flip the A stack to safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cocked hammer, making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler, cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit, if I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit, I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or beef felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be if you could be mine, we both shine?
If I rule the world,
still living for today in these last days.
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
Fucking love Lauryn Hill. Fucking love Lauryn Hill. Anyway, that was If I Ruled the World. Of course, you already knew that. All right. So, next album on this list is an absolute favorite of mine, Black on Both Sides by the great Mos Def, or now known Yasiin Bey. This album is playful, witty, conscious, and still has time to give you that b-boy energy. It's a proud example of what hip-hop can achieve when its exponents put their minds to it. Not since Rakim's heyday has a mic-wielding artist so clearly articulate such complete and entertaining thoughts with the ability to wax eloquently on what matters metaphysically, like love, and just plain physical, like Miss Fat Booty. What else can you say about an album that's so well-crafted and thought out? Mos Def is regarded as one of the best to pick up the mic, but in most of my conversations with people, he's left off of their list. Mostly like the casual fans. It just blows my mind that this man is absolutely incredible. And this album literally has everything you need. And I feel as though it's one of those albums that should be respected and hailed. And even though it didn't have the commercial sales and all of that, Mos Def, Black on Both Sides, incredible piece of work, incredible. And it should be in every hip-hop, in every hip-hop head's home. This right here is the classic, the beautiful, the sexy Miss Fat Booty.
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like catching big things, jewel ship, money clip, phone flip the six range. Has seen her on the app, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance, and that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym, tone your frame up, a sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play it low key, but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance, and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping Chris straight up, shaking while in the waist up. Scene two. My fam throwing the jam, Fareed is on the stand, big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in here. Yo, this my man Mos, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herb. Shocked to sell, she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Mos, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, reserved a crew especially, and honey love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voices, f***ing with me mentally. Be conversated, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the steelo, she wild sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on then, let's go. Man, she's so sick. I'm telling you, honey was so blazing. She was just, yo, she looked like Jane Kennedy, word walk to my mother, man. She was that L, man. She take me to the dance floor and she start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right. I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, traced the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He in my butt up like the Arizona summer. Song finished and she whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers.
Scene three.
Weeks of dating, late night conversation in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing great Gregory Isaacs, like, if I don't tell you. She want me at 10-9 and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles. All my other plans got canceled. Man, I smash it like an Idaho potato. She call me at my J.O., come now, I can't say no. Jensen tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up. Champion lover, not ease up. 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever. 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her. 9 months, blue light symptoms are shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and
go at it. Burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. This on Harrison, full frantic. My number wasn't answered by my plot, Taurus Enchantress. Next week, who hit me up? I saw Charisse at the kitty club with some banging ass Asian playing. Lay it down and lick me up. What? Yo.
All right. Classic joint right there. And we are finally at the end of this list. Okay, so just to recap, we had Dead Prez, Let's Get Free at 60, Ghostface Killah's Iron Man, Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet, 58, Notorious B.I.G.'s Life After Death at 57, Outkast, ATLians at 56, Dr. Dre, 2001 at 55, coming in at 54 was Outkast, Southern Playalistic, Cadillac Music, 53, Nas, It Was Written, 52, Most Def, Black on Both Sides. Now, here we are at 51. Closing out this list comes from the most powerful villains of all time. The villains you love to hate. MF Doom, Madlib, Mad Villain, and the debut album, Mad Villain, or Mad Villainy. I love it. I fucking love this album. Madlib created most of the album's instrumentals during a trip to Brazil. 14 months before the album's release, an unfinished demo of the album was stolen and leaked onto the internet. Pissed off, the duo stopped working on the album and returned to it only after they released other solo projects. It was the best-selling album on Stone's Throw Records, even though it only reached moderate commercial success. Even the New Yorker covered and respected this album, praising Doom's lyricism and Madlib's production. It's the infinity gauntlet of rap, if you will. A tense mainstream meets indie, avant meets antique melee that as the opening sample would suggest, plays on a seminal connection to that audiences can relate their experience in life with the villains and their dastardly doings. This album is incredibly legendary, especially with Madlib on the beats. Both of them together created such majestic work. Hard beats and rhythms coupled with Doom's legendary flow. This album couldn't lose. Enjoy the rhythms and the rhymes.
Off the beat kinda, dripping off the meat grinder, heat niner, pimping, stripping, soft, sweet minor. China was a neat sign of trouble with the script digits, double dip, bubble lip, subtlest midget. Borderline schizo, sort of fine, tits dough, porter wine, order grind, quarter to nine, let's go. Ever since 10-11, glad she made a brethren. Dennis last down, seven alligator, seven after gates of heaven, knocking, no answer, slow dancer, hopeless romancer, dopest flow stanzas, yes, no, villain, metal face to destro, guess so, still incredible, in escrow. Just say ho, I'll test the yayo. Wild West style flesh, y'all best to lay low. Hey bro, day glow, set the bet, pay dough. Before the cheddar get away, best to get Mako. The worst hated god who perpetrated odd favors demonstrated in the perforated rod lavers. In all quad flavors, large savers. Still back in the game like Jack LaLanne. Think you know the name, don't rack your brain. On a fast track to half sane, either in a slow beat or that the speed or at the cane. Ladder, pain, throwing songs lit in the booth with the best host. Doing bong hits on the roof in the west coast. He's at it again, mad at the pen. Glad that we win a tad fat in a bad hat for men. Grind the cinnamon, Manhattan warmongers. You can find the villain in satin, gongas. The van screeches, the old man preaches about the gold sand beaches, the cold hand reaches for the old tan Elises.
And that was Mad Villain with Meat Grinder. I fuck with that track. All right, so that was my list, you guys. next week I'm gonna continue on the Saturday. Man, today's been hella crazy, so I'm putting this out pretty late. But to close out this show, I wanted to go back to Mos Def and give you guys just a final proper groove to end out this podcast. So this is probably my favorite song on the album. If besides Love, this is my favorite. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Have a good one. Follow me on Instagram, Reckless Effect. Follow me on Twitter, The Rex Effect. And hit me up. Let me know how you're digging the podcast. Share with your friends, all that good stuff. And yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. All right. So this, again, is Umi Says.
I don't wanna write this down. I don't wanna tell you how I feel right now. I don't wanna take no time to write this down. I don't wanna tell you how I feel right now. Hey, tomorrow may never come for you or me. Life is not a promise. Tomorrow may never show up for you and me. This life. Put my heart and soul into the song.
Yes, yes.
I hope you feel me from where I am to wherever you are. I mean that sincerely. Tomorrow may never come.
No.
For you and me, life is not promised. Tomorrow may never appear. You better hold this very moment. Sometimes I don't wanna be bothered. Sometimes I just want a quiet life. Me and my baby, me and my lady. Sometimes I don't wanna get in the snowball. Sometimes I don't wanna be a soldier. Sometimes I just wanna be a man. Pull me, say, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world.
My people to be free.
one voice on my life. Unite, come on and do it right, black to unite. Come on and do it right, black to unite. Come on and get down, gotta have wealth, love, peace and understanding. One God, one voice, one life, one man, gonna shine my light, black to unite. Hop up and do it right, black to unite. Come on and do it right, black to unite. That's what I like, yeah, baby.
Black people, black people.